You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Fruit Juice Parade with Legislation, and on the line we have got Tarushi from Fruit Juice Parade. Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm good, thank you.
It is very exciting to be able to chat to you this morning, Tarushi, because it's been quite a few years since we've had new music from Fruit Juice Parade, and you've got a new single out today. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty stoked because, I mean, we wrote this song in 2018 and recorded it in 2019, so there's been a real lag in getting it out. We've just been sitting on it, so it feels, I just feel really relieved and excited for everyone else to hear it now.
That's awesome. For people who aren't familiar, Fruit Juice Parade is yourself and also Shannon, and it's been a wee while since you've been playing regularly as well. How come you've decided to, I guess, pick up the sticks, in your case, and the guitar in Shannon's? What sort of made you want to get back out and play as Fruit Juice Parade?
I think we knew that we were going to release the songs eventually, but we had no idea if we would actually play again. But we were asked to open for LMNOP, and then we were just like, all right, well, let's just do that. And then because of that, we're just back now, and we sorted out a release, and that's just how it happened.
Sorry, you got asked to play for LMNOP. That's extremely cool, and feels like a very iconic thing. Were you kind of freaking out when that happened?
Yeah, we were just like, I don't know, I think we had been saying no to shows for the past 2 years.
Mm.
So it was just like, oh, okay, I guess we will do this one because it's LMNOP.
Yeah. I think the last time I saw you play was actually up in Tamaki Makaurau for Girls Rock Camp. You played at Whammy Bar, and that was really awesome as well. I think you've both got such a great dynamic as friends and as musicians, and that feels like something that you've honed over a long period of time, being at high school together and now, you know, being, I guess, like working musicians, studying, you're living your adult lives. How does it feel playing these songs that you've written a long time ago, but I guess still have this freshness because people haven't heard them yet?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think the way I feel about these songs, and I'm sure for Shannon as well, has changed over time. And now, because we've played them so much, it's just like muscle memory. Mm. So it feels really natural. And I think a lot of the nerves have gone away, and I think we both feel really secure as musicians now, which makes the dynamic even easier and even funner. So
It's a really nice thing. You also play in Queen's Cup, which we have been loving your first single up here at BFM. How do you feel, I guess, when you jump between your different musical projects? Does it feel like you're putting on like different hats or different identities, or does it all feel like one and the same part of what you do as a musician?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, even in high school, I was doing a lot of different bands. I was in the jazz band, I was in the concert band, I was in Virgil's Parade and doing all sorts of things. So it doesn't feel as hectic as that. And because the trumpet is just so different and I'm just much newer to that instrument, it definitely feels like a completely different side and a different project.
And also working, yeah. I guess, with like, how many people are in Queen's Cup? Is it seven of you?
Seven, yeah. It's so different than just working with one other person.
Yeah. Do you enjoy both songwriting processes, working with just Shannon and then also working with a bigger gang of people?
Yes. I mean, it's really cool because with Queen's Cup, as playing the trumpet, I'm sort of just adding to what's already been written, which is something I've never done before. You know, with Fruit Juice Parade, I was writing the lyrics or making the beats, which is really central. So it's been really nice to think about arranging songs from a different perspective and doing it in a different way.
Coming back to Fruit Juice Parade, you are going to be releasing an EP, which is very exciting. You've shouted out Girls Rock Camp as a reason for the EP existing. Why have you given that a little nod?
I think Girls Rock Camp has been a point for Shannon and I during our hiatus to come and reconnect and remember why we love what we do, and I guess feel really hopeful that there is a space for young women and young people in the music scene. So that was one reason why we put that there, and also just because when we were at Girls Rock in Tamaki Makaurau, we just suddenly decided to play that show at Whammy. And that's just like we were just there and now we're back. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's very good to hear that you're back. The single that you've released today is called The More You Don't Know, The Less You Know. And Fruit Juice Parade fans will recognize that name as the last EP's title. Why have you used it again?
That was just silly. I don't know. We just wrote it. We just thought it was funny. And, you know, we wrote the song after we released the EP, and it felt like it was about that. It was about the more you don't know, the less you know. So we just sort of had to go with it. But it is kind of ridiculous. I don't know.
No, I like it. It's a nice kind of link between the two. Also, the title of your new EP, which will be coming out later this year, has got a similarly great title, The More You Question, The Further You Get From The Answer, which feels like something I think we can all relate to having experienced at some point. What are you, I guess, most excited about releasing this record for? Because they're old songs, but I guess new to the listeners. What are you hoping people take away from this EP?
I don't know. I think that's the exciting thing about releasing music, is you just sort of give it to other people and let them have their own relationships with the music. Like I said, we've been sitting on these songs for years, and I feel like I've had everything I need to have from these songs, and now it's just really exciting to think about people playing these tunes in their own vibes, in their own time.
Totally. Well, we're looking forward to being able to do that. Let's have a listen to this new single, The More You Don't Know, The Less You Know, by Fruit Juice Parade. Tarushi, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Lessons are in, and you want to slide a shift in my eyes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.